Adelaide police are investigating a double shooting involving two members of the Comancheros bikie gang overnight. Giovanni Foccarelli died and his father Vince, who is the gang's leader, is recovering in hospital. Both men had survived previous attempts on their lives. Opposition leader Tony Abbott will today ask federal police to investigate the role the Prime Minister's office played in last week's Aboriginal Tent Embassy protest. One of the Prime Minister's media advisers resigned over the affair. Mr Abbott has accused the Prime Minister's office of engaging in grubby politics. Activists in Syria say the army is moving to regain control of suburbs in the capital, Damascus. They say more than 2,000 troops and 50 tanks have been attacking rebel-held areas in the east of the city. At least 26 people have reportedly been killed. Burma's pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi has hit the campaign trail. Thousands of people turned out in the coastal town of Dawe to hear her speak. Aung San Suu Kyi called for changes to Burma's military-drafted constitution. Supporters of Sir Michael Somare say the failed mutiny in Papua New Guinea hasn't stopped their push to have him reinstated as the country's prime minister. The man who led last week's failed military revolt has appeared briefly in court, charged with inciting mutiny. Colonel Yara Sasa has pleaded not guilty and says he doesn't regret his actions.